Good morning for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Tuesday, June 24th, 2014. It's a partly sunny day with a high near 82 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms will come into town tomorrow and the next day, but by Friday it will be partly sunny again with a high near 80 degrees. In northeast Nigeria, witnesses say Islamic extremists have abducted 60 more girls and women and 31 boys. Security forces deny the kidnappings. Nigeria's government and military have been widely criticized for their slow response to the abductions of more than 200 schoolgirls that were kidnapped April 15th. There is no way to safely and independently confirm today's report from Kumabza, 95 miles from the capital of Borno State and headquarters of a military state of emergency. It has failed to curtail nearly daily attacks from Boko Haram fighters. Members of a local anti-Boko Haram group say the latest abductions happened Saturday in an attack in which four villagers were killed. Boko Haram has been demanding the release of detained members in exchange for its hostages.
Only three countries in the world report that they don't offer paid maternity leave. Three. And the United States is one of them. It's time to change that.
President Barack Obama said Monday that the U.S. should join the rest of the industrialized world and offer paid leave for mothers of newborns. He said many women can't even get a paid day off to give birth, that's a pretty low bar we should be able to take care of. Obama spoke at the White House Summit on Working Families. He is touting paid maternity in the midst of a midterm election campaign focused on women voters. Without describing the details of how he would fund such a system, he said, if France can figure this out, we can figure this out. The New York City Council is set to vote to establish a municipal identification card. Supporters say it will help immigrants who are in the country illegally. Democratic Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito says the measure should pass in a vote on Thursday. New York City identity cards are for anyone who can establish identity and city residency. Supporters say it will be a significant help to immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally and can't obtain other ID. The measure fulfills a campaign pledge made by Bill de Blasio. It's expected to go into effect this year. Anger, discontent, that's what was apparent at the Rent Guidelines Board meeting last night. That's when it voted 5-4 to raise rents on stabilized apartments by 1% on one-year leases and 2.75% on two-year leases. Mayor de Blasio called for a one-year rent freeze, saying a course correction was needed after years of unnecessary rent increases, but that's not what happened. Although raises were much less than what landlords asked for, they sought a 6% increase for a one-year lease and 9.5% for a two-year lease. De Blasio says New York City's tentative $40 million settlement with the Central Park Five is a moral issue.
I think that the way we've proceeded was an understanding that that had to be rectified in a way that made sense, in a way that was mindful and careful, but I think we're on the right track.
On Monday, the mayor said an injustice was done and the city has a moral obligation to respond to it.
The history is quite plain what the legal outcome was for these young men, and the fact that they spent a lot of their lives in jail, in prison wrongly. And we have an obligation to turn the page. We have an obligation to do something fair for them, but for the whole city to turn the page and move forward.
Police say a 14-year-old girl was seriously wounded in a stabbing near a Bronx junior high school. Police say the victim was stabbed twice in the torso while being assaulted by a group of 3 to 5 girls. It happened at about 3 p.m. Monday, about a block from the Richard R. Green Education Campus on Barnes Avenue in Williamsbridge. It wasn't clear if the victim was a student at the school. Police say the young girl was taken to Jacoby Medical Center, where she was listed in serious condition. There have been no arrests. It was the second stabbing that happened close to a Bronx school in less than a week. On Wednesday, a 14-year-old boy was fatally stabbed by a classmate outside IS 117. Investigators are searching about 75 locations of a New York City jail for drugs, contraband, and weapons. It's part of a probe into violence and other criminality on Rikers Island. In a joint statement, the Departments of Correction and Investigation say the search began Monday afternoon at the George Machen Detention Center. The statement says about a dozen correction officers have already been referred to prosecutors. A law enforcement official tells the AP that allegations include drug trafficking, inmate assaults, evidence tampering, and falsification of records. The officials say investigators are searching inmate cells, common areas, locker rooms, and about 100 correction officers entering and leaving facilities at shift change. At a news conference on Monday afternoon, Councilmember Jimmy Van Bramer reads names of children killed crossing the street in Queens.
Luis Bravo died in Woodside. Kumar Raghunath in Long Island City. Tenzin Drudak, a 16-year-old high school student with a great future, waiting to cross the street to go to school, was killed. Karen Ferras. And tragically, there are others.
As part of his Vision Zero plan, Mayor de Blasio signed 11 bills into law to improve traffic safety and reduce pedestrian fatalities. The bill creates slow zones around schools. It toughens penalties on drivers who fail to yield to pedestrians and bicyclists. The bill signing took place at a school in Queens, just a block from where a 9-year-old boy was killed by a car in December. Yadonis Rodriguez, chair of the City Council's Transportation Committee, said having children changes one's lives. He says, "You can't understand how much we care." As a dad, he said, "There's such a strong bond between parent and child."
And there's a common play that my daughters and I, we have identified. And we know that regardless if she's in a field trip, if she's in a school, if she's doing whatever, we know that we find each other in our hearts. So we know that the family for Savior Street has your loved one with you here today. We rose today because they are connected with your heart. So we'd like to thank you and to thank all your loved ones that you have loved because they are presente. They are present with us here supporting us with this great initiative.
Rodriguez said the 11 bills will change the culture of how drivers interact with cyclists and pedestrians. De Blasio cheered the state legislature. It approved a measure that would allow the city to lower its standard speed limit from 30 miles per hour to 25 miles per hour. In Newark, a man prosecutors say was one of the leaders of the massive international counterfeit goods conspiracy has been sentenced to a decade in prison. New Jersey's U.S. attorney says Haidong Jiang was sentenced Monday in federal court in Newark. The 37-year-old Staten Island, New York resident previously pleaded guilty to a count of conspiracy to traffic in counterfeit goods. Prosecutors say ring members were involved in one of the nation's largest counterfeit goods smuggling operations. They conspired to import hundreds of containers of counterfeit goods, primarily handbags and footwear and perfume, from China into the U.S. The fake goods were distributed to retailers in New York and New Jersey. Prosecutors say the goods, if legitimate, would have had a retail value of more than $300 million. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.